Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, we are talking about someone who actually helped people with security, gets scammed himself. He actually loses his life savings and now owes more than $30,000 in taxes. How can this be? And does this story kind of, I don't know, touch my heart? Because I talk about financial scams all the time. And will I be the victim of a financial scam? I don't know. I don't feel that I'm too smart to be scammed. I don't. I think we all need a humble pill to say it can happen to anyone. And that's why you listen to financial advisors say the darndest thing. So we are more aware. We want to reduce the probability of being scammed with knowledge and education. Well, let's watch the video and let's see how we can protect ourselves.
A Concord man who once professionally helped people with security became the victim of a scam himself.
Yeah, not only did he lose his life savings, he also now owes more than $30,000 in taxes as a result of the scam. It seems unbelievable.
Just terrible. iTeam reporter Melanie Woodrow has this special 7 on Your Side investigation.
Kristen and Larry, the perpetrators in this example took advantage of this victim's sense of right and wrong. They convinced him that he had done something illegal. And they had lots of proof. They told him that they were federal law enforcement officers and at one point even involved unsuspecting couriers who may have been rideshare drivers as part of the scam. It all fell apart when a CVS employee more than 400 miles away in Huntington Beach, California, had a feeling something wasn't right.
Hi, is it Chester?
Yes.
Hi, Chester. It's Officer Matthews with Concord Police Department.
Yes.
On March 27th, Concord police showed up at Chester Freilich's home.
And they say, you've been scammed.
Freilich says it all began earlier that month with someone claiming to be from Xfinity. According to a police report he later filed, Freilich told investigators Xfinity told him someone used his personal information to upload videos to a pornographic website and that they were generating a report to the Federal Trade Commission.
And about an hour later, I get a call from this man called Jason Brown from the FTC, and he informs me that I'm under investigation for wire fraud. And he lists all the credit cards I've had in 40 years.
Freilich says Agent Brown also told him someone rented an apartment in Texas in his name and that the FTC didn't believe he'd made those transactions. To help him, they would move all his money to a secure account.
And the scam continues. After a couple of days, they have me withdraw more money. And this goes on about 5 times.
Wow, brothers and sisters, this is elaborate. I mean, they have names, they have history, they're leveraging real information to get more information out of you. This is really scary, especially for an elderly man like the one that's in the video. You're thinking, okay, I've done the right thing my whole life. Now, what is all this about? I really don't even know how to break this down because where are the red flags? You know, someone says they're from the Federal Trade Commission. They have verifiable information that you know is true. And you're kind of, you know, frazzled. You're just uncomfortable. So what do I always recommend, though? In these type of situations, who should you go to? You should go to your what? Your financial five. We talk about your financial advisor. We talk about your accountant. We talk about your lawyer. We talk about your power of attorney and your executor. These people are going to help you fight this. Your five can take this and say, is this legitimate or is this not? And they can start fighting on your behalf. They can start verifying some information. Maybe they could reach out to the Federal Trade Commission to see who these people are calling, things of that nature. I even had an incident where I received an email from a company that I do business with, and they told me to sign in. And I'm like, I don't know about signing in. So I call the company directly. You know, we verify some information that I have back and forth. And then they say, yes, legitimate. This person does work here. Yes, they did send you a letter. Everything else works out. And it's like, okay, that's fine. It only took me an extra 5 minutes to get it done. But this is sad, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just see how this plays out.
Freilich received a letter he believed was from the Department of the Treasury confirming the plan to clear his name. He put large amounts of cash and gold in boxes picked up by couriers who supplied a password he'd been given. Concord PD believes the couriers may have been rideshare drivers.
It doesn't appear in most of the cases that the couriers are involved. They're somewhat unknowing participants.
He continued receiving letters confirming the transactions until one day he was told there was no courier in his area and that he'd have to mail $8,500 in cash in a
box to Huntington Beach via UPS.
So I do that. And that's when I find out somebody's knocking at my door, and it's the police department from Concord.
So I just had a couple of questions about a package situation that had everybody kind of confused, and hopefully we can get it all sorted out.
Okay.
It turns out UPS delivered the package to a Huntington Beach CVS, where Concord PD says two people showed up to pick it up with photos of an ID rather than an actual ID.
I think it rang enough bells for the employee to deny the package.
Unfortunately, even with both Huntington Beach police and Concord police involved, Freilich didn't get the $8,500 back. That final package is now missing.
I lost the $8,500. Plus all my life savings.
In total, nearly $200,000.
They were able to get into my computer. They knew everything about me.
Having that information is somewhat mission critical for them to be able to convince someone that they are legitimate.
On top of his loss, Freilich says because he cashed out CDs and an IRA, he anticipates owing more than $30,000 in taxes. The IRS told him if he can't pay it off, they'll put a lien on his house.
It's frustrating for them, and it's frustrating for us because it just doesn't seem to stop. It's one problem after another, after another, after another.
The last thing in the world I want to do is be out on the street.
Freilich says he believes his biggest error was panicking. He says once he did, he was not thinking properly. Concord PD says that no legitimate law enforcement agency will ever discourage someone from verifying their identity. The scammers in this case had the victim sign a non-disclosure agreement so that he wouldn't talk to other people about what was going on, wouldn't contact his local police department. Of course, they say that they will never do that if you're in trouble with the law. And really, they're focusing on educating the public so that somebody else isn't victimized like this.
A really elaborate scam.
Yeah, and I've heard before from the BBB, it's a totally separate agency, of course, but say, take a beat. When something doesn't seem, you know, just whatever it is that you want to jump and rush to and fix it, take a beat.
Yeah, he was really concerned. They told him he was breaking the law, or someone posing as him was breaking the law, and so they were appealing to his sense of right and wrong.
And you know, nowadays there's so much of our personal information that's available in the online people can manipulate you, so just beware.
Man, my heart really goes out to this man. I really didn't understand where the 30,000 came in to play, but now I do. He lost his life savings. And brothers and sisters, if you don't know this, when you're withdrawing money out of your individual retirement account, those assets that you save for your whole life are taxable. Why are they taxable? Because during your life, they were not. So a lot of people assume this is double taxation. It's not double taxation. When you contribute to your IRA, they are making sure that they are not taxable in the year you make that contribution. So if you make $100,000, you contribute $5,000 into your IRA, you are not going to pay taxes on that $5,000. They are what they call tax deferred. Now, once you take that money out, now you are going to be taxed on that money at ordinary income rates. Now, why is this important? Because he liquidated his life savings, which is, he said, around $200,000, which puts him at some of the higher tax brackets. So not only did he take a penalty for taking the money out, now his taxable income is a lot higher than it probably was in any of his working years. That's what makes it even harder. And unfortunately, you being scammed or you taking it out, the IRS doesn't care. All they know is that the money was taken out of the CDs that he probably broke, because a certificate of deposit is a contract to keep the money there for a certain amount of time. And if you take it out, you have a penalty as well. So he got taxed, and there were some penalties involved that he is still liable for, and he has nothing. Brothers and sisters, when someone is telling you not to tell somebody something, that is the biggest red flag. I teach this all the time. I'm going to teach it here. Whenever I do a scam video, I try to bring it up. There are three steps that these scammers go through in order to convince you you are doing something wrong and take advantage of you. And you need to know these signs. Are you ready? The first sign is the temptation. So in this case, the temptation is to get out of trouble. The idea that you did something wrong and now you are going to get it fixed. That's a temptation, the alleviation of a fear or something like that. Also, temptation could be something you want, like you won the lottery or you have $300,000 and they're going to get you out of debt, or there's a Nigerian prince somewhere that you're related to and now you're going to make $30 million. That's the temptation. Then it's the isolation. That is the non-disclosure that they send out. They say, hey, listen, don't talk to anybody. I need you to talk to me and me only, because if you talk to anybody else, what's going to happen? You can verify information. Someone is objective. Someone can look at your documentation. They can say something is wrong. They can involve the proper police force, right? So that's step number two. So you have the temptation, you have the isolation, then you have the violation. When they get you by yourself, then they can attack you. I tell my kids all the time, it's like, when someone is trying to tempt you, peer pressure, whatever it is, and you say, just come with me or get away from the party, or, you know, it's okay, just let's go for a walk. And, you know, I don't want to be around everybody. That's the isolation. And in those situations, they could take advantage of you. They can make you do something that you don't want to do. They can make you say, or they can record you, whatever it may be. But that's how it happens. And brothers and sisters, I don't want this to happen to you. So as you go through your life and as you're going through some of these situations, when you are scared, that is when you go to people you trust. But you create people you trust before times of need. So that's once again, you need your financial five. You need your financial advisor. You need your accountant. You need your lawyer. You need your power of attorney, and you need your executor. These five people are going to help lower your probability of being scammed, especially when you get in your older age. Okay. Well, brothers and sisters, I don't want to make this video too long, but I hope that you learned something today, how to protect yourself, how the three steps of scamming actually work, and how to protect yourself in older age. If you love videos like this, make sure you check out our other videos. We are going to have two video recommendations at the end. Make sure that you subscribe and like. It really helps with the algorithm. And join our family as we protect you and teach you how to be rich and righteous. Well, my name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.